Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm delighted you decided to join me this evening, and I hope that everyone is doing well. We have a wonderful guest lined up for you tonight, and we will be taking calls from our listeners a little later and doing some live readings, so stay with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to tell you a little bit about our special guest, Doreen Malloy. She's a psychic reader and medium. She's been doing this work for nearly 20 years. She's proficient at the art of tarot. She's a lab-certified research medium, grief recovery specialist, spiritual life coach, business advisor, columnist, lecturer, and author. She is an internationally known psychic medium who's been lab certified through the University of Arizona, the Winbridge Institute, and the Forever Family Foundation. She's also a certified grief recovery specialist. In addition to private consultations by phone or person, Doreen offers classes in psychic mediumship development. She's also the author of a wonderful book, Proof Positive Metaphysical Wisdom. And she's currently writing two books, Mass Deception and Wisdom of the Ancients. And I really do encourage you that, maybe while you're listening, go to her website and check it out. It's a really wonderful, very insightful, very well done website. That's www.doreenmalloy.com. And I'll just spell her name out for you. DoreenMalloy.com. And so, I'd like to just take this moment to welcome Doreen to the show. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Allison. Good evening.
Wonderful to have you. Now, listen, I'm going to start right off. And
sure.
I'm going to tell my listeners something, all right?
Okay.
You and I exchanged readings. I did your numerology. You did a reading for me, right?
Yes,
we did. One of the questions that I asked you is I asked you about my hip because I was having terrible problems with it. And you told me that it was coming from my back. You actually named, I think, the fourth and fifth lumbar. And you talked about this. Now, based on that information, and we haven't talked since the reading,
right.
I made an appointment and I went to see my doctor. And when I was there, the first thing they wanted to do was give me a shot of cortisone in my hip. And I said, no, I don't really think I need that. And the more we got talking about it, she said, well, have they ever x-rayed your back? And I said, and I'm thinking to myself, now we're talking. she said, I'm going to send you for an x-ray for your back because sometimes hip pain can come from the back. And I said, that sounds like a plan. I went for my x-ray, Miss Doreen.
Yes,
and they called me to tell me that, well, actually, it's kind of, I wish it was better news. I have arthritis in my, the fourth and fifth lumbar. And I also have a vertebrae that's slightly askew in that area as well that is causing the pain exactly like you said. So there's some validation for you. I just wanted to share that with you.
Wonderful validation for me. It's not wonderful for you that you have that.
No, it's not really. Well, I don't really worry about this. Anything's better than walking like you're 90 like I was doing. They did give me some exercises to do for my back, and they gave me some anti-inflammatories, which is taking down the whatever. And I'm doing much better and whatever. It's just one more thing. Who cares? You know? But it was just amazing to me because when they wanted to give me that shot of cortisone, I'm like, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. Let's try something else. So you were right.
Well, that's good. It's good sometimes to get that feedback because when I do readings, for instance, in that case when I was, you had asked me that question, I'm very empathic, and so one of the things that happens is my attention gets directed to certain points in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't actually physically feel your pain, but I actually mentally saw your spine. and I saw the vertebrae back there, and I saw pressure and a little bit of swelling, and so instantly I knew that this had to be something to do more with your back rather than with your hip. And it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of like other types of psychic information. When you're empathic, you just kind of get this feeling for where to go. And
well,
your spirit directs me, or where my guides are directing me.
Right. Well, I just wanted to share with you because, you know, the rest of your reading, I mean, that's not to say that the rest of your reading wasn't very insightful. It absolutely was, but I could only pick one thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to let you know that it really kind of worked out well for me rather than getting a nice painful cortisone shot and, you know, and kind of taking the wrong direction on it was to stick to it and just kind of say, no, I think maybe we need to look somewhere else. So there you go. And it was a wonderful reading, so I'm very appreciative. I'm glad we decided to exchange. So,
oh, me too. Absolutely.
Right.
If I can just mention really quickly, I was just blown away by the reading you did for me.
Oh, well,
and that was my first experience, really, with numerology, you know. And I just found that to be incredibly insightful,
mm-hmm.
very, very accurate. And it was just very fascinating for me because doing the kind of work that we do, you know, we don't often get readings. Most of the time we're giving readings and we're
mm-hmm.
doing them for other people, you know.
Sure.
So that was pretty fabulous. Thank you so much for that.
Well, you're welcome. You know, it's kind of really wonderful that we could, you know, connect in that way. So I
absolutely.
Think you're great. You think there you go. Hey, wonderful.
Cool.
Works for me. Okay.
All right.
So I don't even know where to start with you. I really think that you're a wonderful reader, absolutely. I think that you definitely are gifted. And certainly as a numerologist, I'm always going to look in the numbers and I'm going to see that gift in the numbers. And certainly, you know, that was present in your numerology chart. You displayed
right.
it in your reading. But, you know, reading your book, which is a wonderful, wonderful book, Proof Positive Metaphysical Wisdom, I have to say you're a very bright lady. And I don't know what you didn't hit in this book. I don't know what aspect, what somebody might want to know. I mean, it just about encompasses everything. So I guess one of the first questions that I want to ask you is I want you to describe in your own words what this book is about, and then what was your motivation for, you know, I mean, you're a gifted writer for sure, but what was your motivation to sit down and put all this down on in pages on a book?
Well, you know, I think if I look at the book in total, it probably really kind of encompasses my experiences for the last 30 years of my life, you know,
mm-hmm.
most of my adult life.
Sure.
And I think my purpose really was to share with my readers many of the distinctions that a lot of times people just kind of put all this stuff they call psychic, they just kind of lump it under one umbrella. They really don't understand the distinctions and the differences between different aspects of psychic ability or different aspects of other, what they call paranormal abilities.
Sure.
You know, for instance, people really don't understand the difference between a psychic and a medium. They think it's one and the same, and it isn't.
Right.
Or other distinctions, you know, for instance, there's a lot of skepticism, you know, especially given the type of work that we do, and there's a big, big difference between skeptics and debunkers.
Sure.
You know, skepticism is actually a really good thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to be a little bit skeptical. It's good to, you know, do a little bit of research on your own, and also when you don't understand something, to ask questions about it.
Sure.
You know, the skeptics that, they call them skeptics, that you see on television, on these shows and stuff, they're really debunkers.
Mm-hmm.
They have, excuse me, come to a conclusion and made up their mind about, you know, about something before they've ever really examined the evidence, so to speak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really my purpose in writing the book, was to help people kind of understand that, you know, these types of things don't just happen to people like me or you as we work in these fields, but pretty much everybody has
sure.
them, you know.
Everybody does.
Yeah, so they could relate, you know.
Sure. Sure. Well, I think you, I guess the thing that kind of struck me is that, I mean, whether we're talking about scientific research, whether we want to go back and we want to examine the origins of spirituality and maybe look at the early seances, or whether we want to look at, you know, just the topic of spirit guides, or, you know, even life itself, I mean, or even death and grief and recovery. I mean, everything is truly encompassed in this book. I think it's you know, it's like sometimes you have that bullet that just covers everything, you know,
right.
Whereas maybe other books concentrate on one arena or another, but this one really is all-encompassing and touches so many different subjects. And so I think it's a really good book for someone that is at that place where they really want some answers. And I really think that this is a wonderful book that gives the answers.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for that. Yeah, that was my goal. Try to shoot for that for people.
Right. Everything from, animal communication. I mean, everybody has some place where they concentrate their focus,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
pretty much everything where that anybody had an interest is certainly covered in this book. And so I thought that was one of the things that I was really impressed about. Even dreams are in this book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've really...
Well, think about it. These are the things that we all experience. You know,
sure.
Everybody talks about... If you're ever at a party or a social gathering, and you bring up that topic of, something you dreamt about,
sure.
you're going to start a flurry of conversation because
sure.
everybody's got a story to tell.
Everybody
So it's kind of interesting, and we all experience things like that, but hopefully this book helped to bring some clarity, and just really kind of explain the basics behind some of how all of this works.
Right, right. And a lot of people are out there and they're confused,
Yeah.
A lot of people, luckily, and I think it's a very fortunate thing that just over the past 8 years, a lot of various different television programs, more so than anything ever, I think, presented in the past, are out there, not necessarily giving accurate information, but at least it's bringing the subject to the,
right.
to the conversation, to the table. And then people who have not had the opportunity to express or to share or even talk about their experiences now can openly feel more comfortable saying, well, this happened to me or something along those lines and be able to find the answers and find out that they're not crazy. One of the things with numerology readings is the numbers do reflect even the way in which a person may receive information from above. Whether you call that the God or your guides or your angels or source or whatever you want to call it, everyone's got this kind of a special tuner in them that's where they get the information. When you share with somebody that they have, some people actually, a great deal of this ability, it's almost a relief to them, like, oh, thank God I'm not crazy,
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the books, there's so many wonderful books out there now, thank God. Because so many people have hidden this and buried it, and
mm-hmm.
and when it's so natural, it's as natural as breathing, don't you think? Or?
Oh, absolutely. You know what's funny about that? I can remember probably even if we go back 20, 25 years, there was no New Age section in the bookstores, in Barnes & Noble's or B. Dalton's or whatever stores were out there. There was no metaphysical books. You had to search far and wide for them.
Sure.
And I can remember, even in the early 80s, digging through catalogs and trying to find these specialty books where I could get my hands on metaphysical books. They weren't in the bookstores, So,
sure.
We've really come a long way with that.
We absolutely have. And
yeah.
thank you for
mm-hmm.
contributing yet another wonderful book. I appreciate that. I want to talk about your website, which I think is really fabulous. And one thing that I really was appreciative was your book list. What an extensive book list. What a gift to share with everybody the books that inspired you and very generously share. And not only that, but it's so easy to connect to just get the book if it appeals to you.
Right.
It was a wonderful thing. You also have, I think, one thing that's amazing, which I read through, many, many frequently asked questions and your answers, like
mm-hmm.
things like, can anyone learn how to be a psychic or medium? What kind of questions do I ask in a psychic reading?
Mm-hmm.
How does communication take place? All these questions that everybody has, and you've got all these wonderful answers on there that must have took a great deal of time.
Mm-hmm.
To put this up on a website.
Yeah, I really felt it was important to do that, though, because one of the things that I really wanted to do from that page was help people to be prepared in terms of what the expectations should be, if they wanted to have, whether it was a psychic reading or a mediumship
mm-hmm.
reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just by reading through some of the questions there, some of their questions would be answered just from being on that page. And also,
sure.
it's going to help them to know how I work, you know, what they should expect, what they shouldn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
And people really do. I usually instruct them when I send them a confirmation by email for an appointment. I usually add a little blurb in there to please, you know, check that page out before our session together. And you know what? People do, and they appreciate that. And it does give them at least a little sense of what they should be expecting.
Right. Well, it answers a lot of unanswered questions as well, which I think I really very much appreciated that. And so also on your website, of course, you do private readings. You also do in-person readings when that's possible. You also do workshops. And so maybe you'd like to explain where are you located, because that's important. You know, somebody in the area might be looking for someone. And what kind of workshops do you do? And, you know, give us a little something about that.
Okay, well, I'm located in northern New Jersey. I'm actually in Hudson County, which is right across from Midtown Manhattan. On the New Jersey side, I'm actually only about a mile and a half away from the Lincoln Tunnel for people who are familiar with the New York metro area. And I'm just really blocks away from major roadways and highways and all that, so I'm pretty easy to get to.
Sure.
The workshops are, there's going to be five different workshops in 2009.
Uh-huh.
There's two development workshops. One is on psychic development, and there's another one on mediumship development. And these two workshops are really for people who, you know, they may have had some little experiences, they may have sensed things on their own, and they really need to know the basics and the underlying principles behind psychic ability and all the aspects of psychic ability. Or if they're taking the mediumship workshop, you know, what do you need to know to really kind of develop yourself? Doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, these people who are taking the workshops want to go out and become mediums.
Sure.
Or they don't want to go, you know, they don't want to go and become, you know, psychics and do that for a living. But in many, many ways, learning the basics behind this is really going to help people in their lives to really distinguish what they're getting on their own. And some of them actually are out there and doing this kind of work.
You know, just to interject here, just for one moment, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to interject that, you know, you're given this ability to connect to divine guidance for a reason. And sometimes the reason is just simply to use it in your own personal life. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, if you're very intuitive, if you're very empathic, if you are psychic, it doesn't mean that you have to hang a shingle out, you know,
correct.
But you might just want to use that information to guide you so that you can reach your destiny or fulfill whatever your soul contract is. You know, maybe that's what the connection is all about. And sometimes people, you know, just automatically assume that, you know, I took a workshop and I need to put out my shingle. I'm a medium,
right?
You know, so
right.
That's really good that you said that. But go ahead.
Well, it's very interesting also on the mediumship development course. It's amazing sometimes how someone's loss, they lose someone that's very close to them, is the trigger. It actually is the catalyst that really sets them on the spiritual path, and now they want to know more. And it's from that loss, you know, that really kind of stirs it all up.
Sure.
So there's those two courses. And then there's a workshop on advanced mediumship, which is for the people who take the mediumship development course. And that really is to help show them even more distinctions and help them along on the path they need to practice. They need to understand when they are switching during a reading, when they have more than one spiritual connection on the other side. There's a lot of different things that really begin to occur once you create the opening in mediumship. And I'm also going to be offering a workshop in the upcoming year, two of them, one on channeling, and that really is really designed to help people understand the connection to their spirit guides and master guides, and also how to help facilitate that connection to bring it in clearer. It also involves, you know, teaching them a really good meditation technique.
Sure.
And so there'll be a course on channeling. And also I'm going to be doing a workshop on grief. There'll be a grief workshop as well.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, and that's something everybody can relate to. Because, listen, everyone on this planet has losses, and they have lost loved ones. And there's other losses, you know, besides loss through death. And it's very, very difficult in our society to get really good, grounded information about what we should do or shouldn't do during, you know, when we're grieving for someone.
Right.
Or even how to treat someone who is grieving.
Right.
Know,
and that'd be really good, the etiquette, or how you can be sensitive to someone who's grieving especially if that's something that's not happened to you. But, you know, I've often thought, and this is long before, you know, I came to do what I'm doing, that we prepare, we place so much emphasis on living, but we're so ignorant with dying. Mm-hmm. It's a subject that we don't discuss. It is something that, you know, we don't prepare people for, and it really is as much a part of living as anything. It's really,
right.
Everyone has to die at some point.
Right.
And I think that it's wonderful to have people like you that are trained in helping people to deal with their grief.
Mm-hmm.
But we really need, as humanity, to teach ourselves to, you know, look at this maybe a little bit differently so that it's not quite as difficult. And going back to what you said, that you found so often that someone would lose a loved one, and it was because of that, it was a catalyst for them to go on this spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've actually seen that in numerology charts, that in all honesty, if you're interpreting the numbers, there comes the point where the loss occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chart is saying after that point, this person goes on more or less a journey to grow in their understanding of all things spiritual. It's literally written into the life plans of some people, and I've seen it clearly displayed with many people in the numerology readings that I do. So that's just validation for, you know, your feelings on that. But what I'd like to do is, we were almost halfway through the program, and I know that we, you know, probably have people that are listening that might like to call and speak with you. Now, if you are listening and you'd like to call, you know, you may have a question. Maybe you've had some paranormal experiences, and maybe you yourself are working on developing your mediumship or your psychic ability or whatever, and you'd like to ask Doreen a question. I can assure you that you're talking to someone with a great deal of insight and knowledge, and I know that she can give you some really great answers. Maybe you would like a reading, and Doreen has very kindly agreed to take questions from our listeners, but also she mediumship readings. You know, she will tune in and see if she can get anything from anybody that's crossed over. So the lines are going to be open here. So I want to just give you the numbers. You can call toll-free from USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free if you're in Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct if you live in the California area at 530-876-3222. And what I would ask is just, you know, speak up to us. You know, if you're sitting by your computer, step away from it so we don't get any feedback, and just kind of shout it out to us, and that'd be great. And I do believe we've got a caller already, Doreen, so let me take the call.
Okay.
Who's calling, please?
Hello, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to ask Doreen if she noticed anything about my finances for the next 3 months.
Finances. Okay, that's a question that's on everybody's mind these days. And given what's going on in our economy, boy, oh, boy, one after the other, I'm being asked that question. Mary, we're in mid-November. There's going to be a shift for you right around March. I'm not sure exactly what it is that's coming up for you, but I feel like you're going to be making two decisions that come up around finances or with money, or, you know, having to do with money or how you're spending it, or something financial. But there's two decisions that come up, and I feel like March is kind of a turning point for you.
Okay.
So watch for, so that's right at the end of the first quarter of the year. As you get into the second quarter, I want to tell you that a couple of things happen. First of all, you're going to have an opportunity that comes about right around the end of April or the beginning of May, so that shows up for you. And also, with regard to finances and stress around money matters, that eases up also in April for you. And you're going to see that carries through over the next 4 to 6 months, okay? Kind of hang in there because, you know, right now we're kind of at an interesting time. There's a lot of changes taking place. We've got a new president coming in. We've got the market going crazy, and, you know, everybody's watching that. Every night we're all turning on the news to see what's going on, you know, in the world markets. And I feel like you're kind of in the thick of that, but you also have some personal decisions coming up for yourself. Right now, just kind of ride out the next few months. By okay. April, May, you're going to start seeing it ease off a little bit for you. Okay?
Okay, oh, Mary? Thank you so very much for your help.
You're very welcome.
Have a great show. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mary. Bye. Boy, I tell you, with the economy, hello.
Oh, boy.
Just like you, I'm getting...
You know, just so your listeners know, because most of us are being asked this question, 2009
yes.
is going to be a roller coaster ride.
It
okay?
is.
Okay? And we're going to, and you said that also, you know,
uh-huh.
we're all kind of saying the same thing. You're going to see the ups and the downs, and we're not out of the woods with
no.
this yet. You
no.
know, I think there's a lot more trouble coming with this, and we're going to be seeing, you know, a lot of financial institutions still in trouble, and,
sure.
you know, big, big corporations filing bankruptcy and all kinds
yeah.
of stuff
exactly.
like that. So
it's
we're not out of the woods yet.
No. And, you know, what I've been seeing for that and also what was displayed in October, at least for the first 6 months, it's
mm-hmm.
still going to be, you know, very
yeah.
volatile for at
mm-hmm.
least the first 6 months. And the way
yeah.
it's going, I'm not 100% sure if it's going to straighten out. But we do have a caller, so let's take
okay.
the caller. Who's calling, please? Oops.
We lost it.
I think I heard someone hang up. All right. Well, I'm reminding everybody that's listening that we are taking calls, and you're more than welcome to call into the show. Doreen is taking questions, whether you have a question about something having to do with your own abilities or some questions about things, anything spiritual. Doreen's taking those questions. She's also doing mediumship readings if that's what you, you know, if you've got a question, you know, just give a call to the show. Again, the numbers are USA 877-876-5227, Canada 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And we do have a caller on. I hope maybe the one that got dropped a minute ago. Who's calling, please?
Hello there. My name is Brian.
Brian or Ryan?
Brian with a B.
Hi, Brian.
Hi,
hello
Brian.
There.
You have a question for Doreen.
Yes. Hello, Doreen. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you? What's your
pretty
question?
Good. My question is... how is my spiritual growth looking?
Say that again to me. How is
my,
your spiritual
growth? My spiritual growth.
Your spiritual growth. First of all, I think that many of us are very, very focused, actually, on spiritual growth in this time period that we're in. I'm seeing a big acceleration with many, many people now in really being focused on that. I think that for you, you've already been focused. This is not something happening for you now. I feel like you're already engaged in this, on some spiritual growth, and also about learning something new. One of the things that I'm sensing, just in hearing your voice, I feel like 2009 for you brings the opportunity for you to either join some kind of a group or maybe take some type of a little course, or because I get a sense of you really kind of accelerating the learning process when it comes to spiritual matters or metaphysical matters, okay? And this for you actually is going to take you through many, many years. This is not going to be a short-term kind of, you know, something where you're just interested and then you read a book or two and then you just kind of drop it. I feel for you like it's really going to take you into your future and set you on a course where you're not only learning yourself, but you're also sharing the information with other people. So that's very cool, actually. And what happens is, you know, very oftentimes we start out as the student, and then we turn out to be teachers sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
so kind
yeah.
of seeing that for you. I wouldn't be surprised also to hear that you get a little bit involved in the scientific side of this. I don't know what you do for a living or what your where your interest lies exactly, but I feel like you need to balance out your spiritual journey with a scientific side also. And you're asking many questions, and you will be asking a lot of questions on the science behind it. And so that's
yeah,
pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense for you if I say it that way?
Yes. No,
yeah.
It's perfectly. It makes 100% sense, yeah.
You know, I always look at the journey or the spiritual journey as kind of an adventure, you know. And
yeah.
if you can kind of keep that in your focus, not only are you going to be learning some great things, but it's going to be fun for you also, you know.
Yeah.
And the more you learn, the easier it will be to share that information with other people and really kind of bridge that gap and help them to understand a little bit about,
yeah.
you know, your discoveries and what you're learning and how you're growing, you know, through spirituality. So have some fun with it. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you, Brian.
You're very welcome. Good luck
thank
to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He has a nice voice. I kind of got counselor from him, and kind of like I don't know. I get a sense of a healer energy from him as well. So, yeah, listen. You know, it's fun. I know myself that even though I discovered numerology, I focused on that and the actual spiritual philosophies. I mean, I learned that first, and then once I understood that, then I started looking at other aspects of spirituality and you know, the things that it was teaching me or I had learned from it. You know, that's my interest in psychics and mediums because that's clearly written. And it is a journey, and it can be an incredible amount of fun. So
it can be.
It can be, yep. All right, we've got another caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. You have a question for Doreen?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Doreen, the past year I've been ill on and off and on and off and off work. And in September I had to quit work per orders of my doctor, and so I retired. I'm 67 years old, and I've been home now 2 months, and, you know, I've just about cleaned this place, you know, 17 times. But I feel like I'm in limbo. I don't know where to go.
Okay. Now, you've been off from work, you said, about 2 months, right?
Yes.
There's something I'm picking up on, Sue, about your work environment not being the greatest environment for you.
It wasn't.
Was there a lot of stress associated with that work
Absolutely.
Environment?
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like it wasn't a good place for you to be, okay, physically, to actually be there. And I'm going to also tell you that I feel like it actually contributed through the stress that you were feeling in that environment, actually contributed to whatever you were going through in terms of illness or not feeling well. I also get this sense of your immune system needing a little bit of a boost. I don't know if your immune system is not up where it needs to be.
That's
or
right.
Oftentimes, did anybody talk to you about that? Or
yes. Uh-huh.
They did. Okay. Because I'm feeling like we need to boost this up. There are sensations that I'm feeling for you that include fatigue, you know, like kind of feeling very, very drained, feeling very tired. Even when you get a good night's sleep, I'm feeling like there's fatigue there when you get up in the morning. So I think if you look at boosting your immune system and really just kind of not so much focusing on your physical being and your physical health, but also focusing on how you think about it, because everything really begins with thought.
Pardon?
Okay. Everything begins with thought. And did you ever hear when somebody's really, really sick in the hospital, they say, well, we've got to boost their morale. You know, we've got to get their spirits up. Well, it's the same thing for us, that we need to actually do that for ourselves, and we need to think about our own healing and give energy to that, okay? I'm going to tell you that this year coming up for you is actually going to be a lot better than 2008 in terms of the way you'll be feeling. And also your energy levels will really lift considerably. You're not quite out of the woods.
I can feel that already.
You can feel it already, right?
But I don't know where to direct it.
Okay. So part of that lift that you're already feeling probably has to do with the fact that you're out of that environment that you were in that had all the stress. Uh-huh. Now, where do you go from here? First of all, I feel like you're going to be working on a part-time basis, and I feel like you're really going to land something that's really going to be good for you right around May.
Right around
the middle of the second quarter of the year, you're going to get settled into something, okay? I don't know if you might be doing some freelance stuff on the side between now and then, maybe just taking some odd jobs or doing things for people, you know, and picking up a little bit of money there. I feel like you're going to do some part-time little thing, though. And whatever that is that I see coming for you in May, you're going to be really happy with that. And the environment is very, very different than the one you just came out of.
Oh,
okay?
Wonderful.
So just kind of stay with that. Really, really focus on using this time over the next couple of months to just kind of building up your immune system, resting as much as you can, really thinking about positive thought. You have no idea how important that is. Using visualizations and really envisioning how you see your future shaping up, and just breathe life into that. Okay.
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 Does that help?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
You're very welcome.
Have a good evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's what you just said is very important. Anyone that's not well is to, you know, watch, think about how they're thinking and try to project, you know, work on the spirit a little.
Oh,
it's
yes.
not just about the physical body, but it's the actual stress or the tension or it's even our thoughts that actually can create the disease in the first place. And,
right.
And it's important.
Well, you know, you just read my book. You might remember that one little line that I wrote in there because it's a big, powerful message. And I tell people this all the time. Whatever we focus on, we literally breathe life into it,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we bring it to life.
Sure.
And so, you know, if you're concerned about maybe the way you're feeling or, you know, what happens is we usually convert that into worry. Oh, I'm worried
uh-huh.
I'm going to get worse. I'm worried things are not uh-huh. going to go well. Well, those are the things that we're actually giving energy to
sure.
if we're going to be worried about them.
Right. I have a tendency to dismiss it, like you know, okay, well, I'm not going to have that, thanks. You
right.
know, I just dismiss it.
Right.
And
I don't think I'll accept that right now.
I don't
in
think,
my life.
No,
I want
that problem, no, I don't think so, not today. And I just
right.
go, you know, I'm just, I feel great, and I'm, you know, and I feel
yeah.
wonderful,
yep.
and I have a tendency to overcome things easier that way. But I know we have another caller, so let me
okay.
check and see who's calling. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Kathy calling.
Hi, Kathy.
How
you have a question for Doreen?
I sure do. I have been starting a new endeavor and a new business, and I'm wondering if you can tell me if I'm heading in the right direction with it, and also financially what I could expect next year as well.
Okay. With regard to new endeavor or new business for you, you're almost there, but you're not there yet. The first thing I'm picking up on about that is you either don't have everything you need to get this, to roll this out right now. So there's some missing pieces here. And I feel like part of the missing pieces might have to do with you networking or making some really, really good connections and being connected to the people, or I should say the right people, that are really going to help you move forward in your own business. Okay, so you're almost there. But I feel like we need to just get that piece worked in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
June is going to be an extremely active month for you in terms of business.
Okay.
I feel like right around May, end of May, but really primarily in June, watch for a lot of things really bubbling up and a lot of activity, almost like a flurry of activity around business matters or really trying to get this thing going, okay, and really breathing life into it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You also may want to check out something with either PR work or advertising or marketing of some sort. I feel like that's another piece that you need to look at more closely. Whatever it is that you're going to be doing in business, I feel like there's a need for it, but people need to know about you. They need to have a way to find out that you're out there and what your offer is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Financially, on the financial end, I feel like there's going to be really slow growth with this in the beginning, so try to really, this is going to be a lesson in patience for you, okay?
Yeah.
There will be some money coming in with this, probably not as much as you had anticipated up front.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see money building for you and coming in a little bit better, a little bit more flow around finances towards the end of 2009, okay? So definitely in the last, you know, second half of the year, but I'm almost kind of feeling the last quarter of the year, okay, with that.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of a lesson in patience. As you're really trying to move forward with this and really achieve liftoff with it, try to have a plan B or maybe something else that you're doing on the side that can also bring in some money as you're working on this, because I feel like this has a little bit of slow growth in the beginning. 2010, you're really going to be doing very well with this. So just, again, a lesson in patience with this, okay?
Okay. Should I be looking for, you know, a part-time job on the side to for a while?
Yeah. So I would say do something. That's what I meant by plan B. You know,
right.
either a part-time job or maybe even freelancing or something on the side, because one of the things that we all tend to do, everybody puts all, we always put all our eggs in that one basket. And then if something happens to the basket, then we have nothing to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's just good sound advice to really kind of have your hands into something else and do a couple of other, even if it's a couple of little things on the side, more along a freelance style, do that because it's going to take some time for you to really
bring in money, financially speaking, from this new business. It's going to take time for it to really get off the ground.
But I am heading in the right direction.
You are heading in the right direction. All I would tell you right now to really kind of get you to breathe some life into this and get you going, I feel like you need to talk to more people. Okay?
Okay.
As a matter of fact, one of the areas you might want to look in is people who are already doing some of this type work.
I've been running into more and more people and getting more and more information. And
people love to share information about what they're doing, you know. So
right.
Talk to them, get their insights, get their input, make the list up of, you know, the do's and the don'ts and all that stuff, because they've already been there and done that, you know. And I think that's going to really kind of help you to move forward with this. So you don't have a lot of momentum in 2009, although I see a flurry of things bubbling up for you in June. But I feel like 2010 really starts, you start gaining some momentum around this. So a little bit of a lesson in patience, just kind of hang in there. Okay?
One more question. Housing, is it time to still wait until I buy a house?
You know, it's not a bad market for buying right now, but my sense of it is for you to hold off just a little while longer.
Okay.
At least, I'm going to point to about mid-year of 2009. Because I feel like if you do it now and you really look in earnest now and you're looking to really kind of make a move in that way, it's going to be a little bit premature for what your long-term or intermediate-term goals are.
Oh, I appreciate everything. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and I thank you and Allison both for your blessings that you give to everyone and your insight.
Oh, you're very welcome, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Have a wonderful holiday.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good advice. Well, good insight, I should say. Very good insight.
Yeah, and a lot of people have questions like that, at this time. We've got so many
changes. It's hard to build
on
a business right now, I would think, with the economy.
Yep.
I would think that no matter what you do, you're going to feel more of a slowdown than, I don't know, with me, I think more people are looking for answers, so you get a lot more people calling and wanting, where is it going, what's happening. That sort of a thing. I wish I could, have better news with what I see coming up, but hey, I think we're all going to get through it just fine, don't you?
I think so. I think we will. I mean, I always try to look at everything like, okay, what's the opportunity for us?
Right.
And instead of looking at what's happening right now, because the economy's crazy, a lot of people are losing jobs, instead of looking at that like, well, this is a tremendous burden, it kind of helps us to look at it and say, okay, what's the opportunity? Maybe it is time for me to start my own thing instead of relying on the paycheck for somebody else,
Sure.
And that in and of itself can also be the catalyst
right. That,
again, leads us to new things.
Well, and I know that we have caller, and I'm going to get right to you, caller, but I just have one other comment about the blessings in all of this is, learning about what is important as opposed to what we think we need, but learning, really being able to stop and count our blessings and slow down a little bit and kind of take a look around as to what we actually really need and not just what we're all striving for, that we think this is going to make us happy and that's going to make us happy, but actually having to find that happiness inside of us, And sometimes I think even in financial crisis like this is, whether it's to pull a family closer, whether it's to help give us the opportunity to help those in need, which is a blessing in itself. I mean, there's so many blessings, even in adverse times, I think. And so, that's just my kind of personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that totally.
Okay.
Because,
well, let's get our caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Wynn.
Wynn?
Yes.
Hi. You have a question for Doreen.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is just more general in nature. Just in terms of if you're kind of picking up any messages of loved ones that have passed over, possibly.
Okay. And just so I hear your name right, it's W-I-N?
Yes.
Okay. Connecting on the other side for you. There's an older female in spirit for you that steps forward. She brings somebody with her. She's also telling me she has a female to her side. So this is going to be like a sister or a sister-in-law or, a good friend. She has somebody there with her. Also, she's telling me to talk about, and I'm going to tell you that this feels like it's someone in spirit. I don't know if she's talking about herself or someone else. Someone had either breast cancer or something going on with the breasts. I also feel like there was surgery involved in that. And I'm also feeling like there's cancer that spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, do you understand who this might be or who she's referring to?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. And also, okay, she's also making me aware of this. Yeah, see, this spread. There was cancer in more than one place in the body. Oh, and she's telling me to mention something was misdiagnosed at first. Do you understand that?
Can you repeat that?
What's
repeat that,
that. Doreen? That something was misdiagnosed at first.
Oh.
Do you understand
that?
Yeah,
that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. Okay. Okay, she's also showing me, and again, I don't know if this is for her or if she wants to acknowledge someone else, showing me the letter L, like Lynn or Linda. There's an L name she's trying to get me to say. How do you understand that name?
Yes, I do. That's her daughter.
Okay, so you do understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's an acknowledgement for that. And is her daughter still here?
Yes.
Okay, so her daughter's living. Okay, you know what else? She's also making me feel like she's not really gone that long. I don't know if she passed within the past few years or maybe 5 years or so. She's not gone a very, very long time. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. She's telling me she's around you. She's come to you before.
Hmm.
And she's, okay, she's saying, okay, there are symbols that they give me on the other side that indicate whether or not they come to us in the waking state or they come to us in the dream state. She's showing me both. She's telling me, and she's very excited, and she's making me feel like she has tried really hard to make a connection with you and with other people close to her. And I also feel like I have to talk about Linda. I have to mention that again. So I don't know if Linda mentioned to you that she's had an experience also where she felt her, you know, her mother's energy around her, or she felt something different that she couldn't quite explain. Are you understanding this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But she's also telling me to talk to you. So I feel like you have also been very connected to the other side and also have felt the presence of your loved ones on the other side. She's telling me to mention that she's there with a father figure also. I don't know if this is your father or her father or who she's talking about, but she's saying the father figure. And also somebody is like a Joey. She's talking about Joey.
Yeah.
You understand? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is just her way of acknowledging the people that are a major connection, not only for her, but also for you, so that you kind of understand who it is I'm connecting with on the other side. So many blessings come from them to us. They want us to know so very much that their consciousness has survived physical death and that they're always going to be connected to us, okay? But she's telling me, you know this already. She says, you know this already. Do you understand?
I do.
Yeah. And she's saying thank you, by the way, for what you did. I don't know if you honored her in some way or you speak about her in a way that really honors her.
Mm-hmm.
And also, are you there for her family, or are you there for the family? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying, thank you so much for that. Thank you for that. I hope this helps you in some small way. I hope you know that you're very, I have to tell you, you're very connected to them on the other side, because I feel like you're very open to receiving a message on your own, you know. And when we are open on this side in the earth field, we create that opening, and believe me when I tell you, it makes it so much easier for them to come to us and just give us that little tiny spark of their presence so we know they're okay. All right?
Right.
But I'll leave it there
so
with you,
much.
and I hope that this helps you a little bit.
It absolutely does, and that's
okay.
It's a nice treat. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Lynn, for calling.
Bye.
Bye. That was a wonderful reading. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to take a moment because we only have 5 minutes left on the show. So,
okay.
I just want to, like, I want you to give our listeners your website, of course, again, and you know, just so that they know where they can reach you.
Okay, they can reach me. They can actually reach me through the website if they would like.
Mm-hmm.
My email is on there, but the web address is www.doreenmalloy.com. And just remember, Malloy is with an O.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people misspell it, so it's Doreenmalloy. They can also reach me at my office number, and I'm located in New Jersey, and the number here is 201-325-9103. Mm-hmm. And the number's on the website as well, and as well as my email.
Sure, and then there's also the various different readings that you do on prices and everything else and how to get a hold of you. And so I just wanted to, I didn't want to run out of time before throwing that back out there for
everyone. Well, I'm glad you did.
Right, because sometimes you run out of time and you don't get to that.
Right.
So, so really, if we, we only, as I said, we have a few minutes left on the show. So what I'd like to do, you know, we may get a caller, but, you know, take a moment and like, what message, you know, if you were to really kind of, I know with myself, if I'm going to talk about me as a numerologist, I would just say that I have a passion for this tool because I know that it can be a very healing, very validating, a very insightful tool to help us to lead our lives, you know, happier and more purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
In your own words, you know, why do you do the work that you do? And what message would you give everyone out there so that they can get a sense of you? Because, you know, I hear this very intelligent, this very wise, very informed, and also a very gifted reader, because you can hear that in the readings you did tonight. But what message would you give people so that they can connect to you and your work?
Well, you know, for me, what I'm doing at this point in my life is so rewarding. It's such a gift to me to be able to do this kind of work. You know, for one thing, I'm passionate about it. I believe in what I'm doing. And I really believe that it's helping people on so many different levels, you know. There's so very much misinformation in the world. And one piece of that misinformation is thinking that when our loved ones die, that we're totally disconnected from them again, or we may never see them again. And also, that actually drives that feeling of nervousness and, you know, that where are they? You know, I mean, if they're not here, are they up there? Are they down there? Where are they? I think probably from doing this work, it not only helps people to look at things from a new perspective because of the way I teach them, and I, you know, I probably do a little bit of teaching during the course of my readings as well because I'm sharing what I know,
right,
you know, with people as I'm delivering information.
Sure.
But I think the most important thing for me, it's not so much about being psychic or about, you know, having this other sense of really kind of knowing what's coming. That can be fun. It can also be very, very useful and helpful in many ways. But I think the spiritual side of it, about really understanding that we are all energy and, you know, when we die, and every one of us is going to die, you know, we're just going back home again. We're going back to pure spiritual energy. And it really is just our birth into that next system, okay? And I think if I could really kind of share that with people and help them to understand that there's so much more than what we actually, you know, perceive with our five senses, it gives us a sense of empowerment. It gives us a sense of hope. You know, and it just helps us along our journey because we are here to learn. I call this Earth School, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like the great classroom of life, you know what I mean? And we're all here in the same boat, and we're all meant to learn. But it's more than that. You know, we're also meant to share that information and to sometimes teach other people about it as we are learning ourselves.
Right.
You know?
It's a much easier journey to take when you're aware and when you're awakened and when you can apply this knowledge to your life. I think it's an easier journey. But we've run out of time, Doreen, and I just want to remind everyone, I really thought, you know, I'm not Cisco and Ebert, I'm not, you know, but I'm going to say that I really enjoyed reading your book, Proof Positive Metaphysical Wisdom, and I would recommend it to anyone that has some answers, that needs some answers and needs some information. It's a wonderful book. And I'll be looking forward to your next two books, Doreen, very much so. And I very much appreciate you joining us on Visible by Numbers and taking the time and be so kind to read for our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a great show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to be here. Thanks.
All right. Well, you'll come back again and see us, right?
I absolutely will come back anytime.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here. And also to everyone that called in this evening, thank you so much for calling in, everyone that was listening. And I'll be back again next week, same time. I have a special guest next week for you again, so, you know, stay tuned. And everyone have a really wonderful evening. Good night. Good night, Doreen.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.